T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
School's out, all right. I drove by yesterday in Excelsior. They had all the teachers lined up, waving to the kids as they got on the bus for the last time to go back home. And the kids were elementary school, about 9 or 10 years old. It was super, super cute, as they say. Twins and New York Yankees tonight, 6:30 pregame. Chris Finch, head coach, Minnesota Timberwolves, will join us this hour as well. Joining us right now on the Shift Real Estate Hotline, Sheriff Dave Hutchinson from Hennepin County, and it has been a busy time for everybody. I ran into you in Minneapolis recently. It was a wonderful conversation that we had, thinking through all the things that you go through. Sheriff Hutchinson, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, sir. I really appreciate it.
What does this heat do to you? What do you tell your deputies, your officers on patrol when we start, when the temperature gets like it is, the conditions are what they are?
Well, we just got to be like everybody else. Hydrate, stay in your car if you can, hang out with people in AC. But, the bad thing is, crime tends to increase during these times because people are, more outside. People without air conditioning kind of get a little unruly. So we're busy. Everybody's busy. We're all just kind of reeling from all the stuff that's happened. And I actually, for a bigger guy like myself, I actually enjoy the heat. So I'm okay with it.
You do? Because why?
I just do. I mean, eventually when I retire, I'll move to Arizona. I get more. I don't know why. I just like the heat. I think it's because I was born and raised here, I don't get much heat. Maybe that's why.
I think I get it, man. I think I get that. I'll take the heat over the cold any day.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah, for sure. You are helping Minneapolis, and obviously we've got a problem here. We've got a shortage of police officers as people leave the force and they're not coming back in. And so you guys are spreading it out a little bit to try to help the Minneapolis police officers. Tell me what that's like. How do you work with each other?
We work each other very well, especially downtown where we're having some issues. And then also we people are coming back from COVID down to work and to party, go to the Twins games. And so we're stretched thin. We're helping as much as we can. I think I always talk about there's a guy named Billy Peterson, who's the downtown inspector, which means he runs downtown. He's done a phenomenal job. I just talked to him yesterday, and he's so short. It's unbelievable on staff. So we're helping. Transit police is helping, and hopefully others step up to help. But they're facing a crisis that nobody wants to talk about. There's not enough cops to properly police Minneapolis at this point.
It ain't just Minneapolis. I was talking to a police chief the other day, and he said Brooklyn Center, he just feels sorry for because the whole state of the police department right now is such that he doesn't know how they're going to be able to keep facilitating. So it's beyond just Minneapolis, isn't it?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, sir, it's almost nationally. I mean, I think we're hit a little hard here just because we've had so much controversy here in the past few years or months. And it's tough. People aren't applying for jobs in this profession. They think they can go make more money with less stress, which is absolutely true. But there are some people who still want to do this because it's still a good job. It's still an admirable profession. We still help people. We want to do good. Of course, most of us are good people. A lot of us make mistakes, like the normal population. But when we make mistakes, it's a bigger deal because it's we're the police, and it's life or death sometimes. So, it's a tough profession to be in now, but it's a rewarding profession, and we need people to sign up. Like, I'm short detention deputies. I mean, we need people. And again, I think that the pendulum will shift a little bit when this crime is even more out of control, and we realize that without proper police and sheriff's office deputies and other public safety, you know, we can't. You know, it's going to start affecting how we go to dinner, how we go to the Twins games, etc. So we need the public support now more than ever. We realize we're not perfect. We make mistakes, but if we want a better police, we have to train them better, hire better candidates. And right now it's tough to hire the best candidates when there's half the people applying that they used to apply. So we're in a transition here that we need public support, and we need people to apply for these jobs. And we'll get back there. And again, we know we have to change. We're going to have a better training facility. We're going to do more reality-based training. We're going to talk about implicit bias. We're going to do all this stuff. And we need people. We need to get back to having enough police in Minneapolis to properly police our people.
Sheriff Hutchinson, thanks so much for giving us some time. Say hi to Edward Linares over there. We tell him we miss him.
Yeah, he's a good man. And thank you for your time, sir. And have a great day. Stay cool.
You bet, Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, Hennepin County. You talk about having a full plate this summer in the midst of all this. Ooh, you got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.